You know, Dr. Stosny, I was really encouraged by the fact that you pointed out that our law enforcement officers really can be trained to better control their own brains so that they can better control their behaviors when they're out there in society doing their job. I was wondering if there are ways that those of us who would not ever be, you know, behind the steering wheel of a police car, wouldn't be called to some type of law enforcement situation, can also learn how to better regulate our brains for relations in general and race relations in particular.
Absolutely. Remember that a primary adult coping mechanism is appreciation. So if you appreciate differences, you can learn from them. You can enhance your experience. You can enrich your experience. I know we were talking during the break that one of the reasons I believe that African-American entertainers are so popular among white audiences is not only because they're talented, they are talented, but it's because it's a chance to be exposed to those differences without any threat. It's very safe, and it's also exciting and enriching. You become a better person when you're watching them because you're transcending those limits of the toddler brain. You're using a lot more brain space when you appreciate than when you're afraid. Fear is mostly in your body, not in your brain.
Interesting.
Appreciation is mostly in your brain.
That is amazing. And I'll tell you what you bring to mind as you talk about that, the entertainers. I remember listening to Eddie Murphy years ago talking about a situation he was faced with. He was walking down the sidewalk. He was in California, walking down the sidewalk. He had just come out of a store. And as he continued to walk, he began to hear some racist things being said behind his back. And he could tell that whoever it was literally following him, several guys. And they kept on and on with these racist remarks. And so finally, he said he turned around and just looked at them. There were about three or four of them. And he said that when they realized these gentlemen who had been making these racist comments realized they had been addressing those to Eddie Murphy, they immediately, he said, their body language, their facial expressions, everything changed. When he first turned around, he could see all kinds of malice and hostility in their faces, and they were almost threatening. Their body language is almost threatening to him. But he said when they realized Eddie Murphy is the person they had been addressing, he said their body language, their facial expression changed, and they actually apologized to him immediately and said, "We didn't realize it was you."
Yeah, because they had to appreciate Eddie Murphy in their adult brain, and in the toddler brain, they would just see him as threatening. That's just the whole point. If you're in your adult brain, not only are you more tolerant of other people, but you can actually have your experience enriched by other people. You can appreciate more. In studies of colleges, kids in classrooms learn better when they're diverse.
Interesting.
I mean, the white kids learn better, the Asian kids learn better, and the African-American kids learn, the Spanish kids learn better. If it's diverse, when it's more segregated, nobody learns as well.
Is that because the brain is just more stimulated by virtue of the diversity? Is it because they're hearing from different backgrounds? What's going on there?
It's because they're able to appreciate more and get into their adult brains more. The toddler brain's not dominant. Whereas if it's all the same, the brain's understimulated and the toddler brain is more dominant.
That is fascinating. So we all do better when we are in a situation that calls for diversity, especially if we choose to kind of let go of that toddler brain and work with our adult brains instead.
Yeah, there's no question. And every one of your listeners can cite experiences where when they were open to appreciating members of other races, their experience was better.
I can tell you, when you mentioned that, Dr. Stosny, I remember, I mean consciously, even as a child, it just seemed like my world was literally brighter when I was in more diverse communities as opposed to in a homogenous community.
Yeah, it's not that there was anything wrong with your homogenous community. It was that your brain was more stimulated by the diversity.
Mm-hmm.
Diversity is, well, there's probably an evolutionary reason for it, because diverse offspring are stronger than homogenous offspring.
Explain what you mean by that.
They're stronger, they're healthier, because their gene pool is widened. So nature actually seeks diversity. The more alike we are, the less able to survive we are.
That is amazing. Okay, so...
I mean, just a mild example of that. Mixed-race children are usually better looking and smarter than their either parent.
Really? Smarter, too?
Yeah, they do better in school.
That is amazing.